It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I hope you had a great morning. Today's January 26, 2024. I can't believe it's almost February. This is just crazy how fast this time is going here. I feel like we were just celebrating New Year's. Actually, I slept through that, but yeah. Let's get into the birthdays, shall we? No more dilly-dallying. Wayne Gretzky is 62 today. And that's it for birthdays. Happy birthday, Wayne. Wayne is arguably one of the best. No, he is one of the best. Arguably the best. I would challenge that with Mario Lemieux. All right, 1962, Lucky Luciano, boss of bosses in La Cosa Nostra, died at 65 in Italy. He put together the commission, the meeting of the heads of all the five families. That was his creation. Thank you for that, Lucky. Appreciate that. 1955, Edward Van Halen was born, also known as Eddie. Arguably the greatest rock guitarist of all time. I have a hard time trying to find someone that's better. I mean, who, you know, Steve Vai was great. I just don't know who's better than Eddie. I mean, the fave is obviously Ace Frehley, but Dimebag Darrell's up there too, I would think. 1788, Britain settled in Australia with a boatload of convicts. Awesome, Britain. That was nice of you. 1979, The Dukes of Hazzard premieres, becoming a pop culture hit. And yes, that also is the birth of Daisy Dukes. I'm a big fan myself. I think you all know what I'm talking about. All right, let's get into the news. This one is from Newsmax. Alabama carries out first U.S. Execution using nitrogen gas. All right. Now, the purpose of the nitrogen is, I guess it's more peaceful. They use nitrogen in legalized self-deletion procedures, so they are going to start using it there. I'm a big fan of hangings, public hangings. You know, that's old school capital punishment there. Here's one from TMZ. Purported autopsy leaks details about self-deletion death. This is regarding Kurt Cobain. I guess Tom Grant is a private investigator, and he came up with if you go to TMZ, you can see a copy of the autopsy papers. I mean, it's crazy that they're supposed to be private. But, and the takeaway from this is that it was self-deletion, in fact, and the autopsy says nothing different. So all those conspiracy theorists that he was red-rummed, you know, that doesn't help your case. CNBC, Hampton's mansion, once listed for $150 million, sells at auction for less than $90 million. Aw, I feel terrible for that billionaire. Aw. Pretty amazing place, though, I'm not going to lie. Wow. Wow, I did look at pictures of it. Unbelievable. Here's a story from Fox News. Californian women sets Guinness World Record for longest arm hair. When I first heard that, I got a little nauseous. But apparently, if you look at a picture of her, she looks semi-normal. And I was expecting her to have, like, monkey arms, you know, like chimp would have with long hairs coming out. And that was not the case. She would just let this single hair grow. And sometimes it fell off. And so she was very careful about it because she was going for the world record. And she got it, according to Guinness. So, yeah, congrats, I think. Folks, we're going to take a 30-second break. We will be back before you know it.
Don't touch that device, because the Lunch Show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that the Lunch Show was always intended to be a TV show, and that's still the plan. We plan on launching the Lunch Show TV show in late 2024, right around the corner. So keep listening to the show, click on all the things that help support us, and it's time to get back to the Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of the Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
Oh, poor Alec Baldwin. Just when you think you got away with it, you get charged again. Actually, that's a great thing. This is a story from Fox. Alec Baldwin defended by SAG-AFTRA after being hit with new involuntary manslaughter charges. SAG-AFTRA is the labor union for the Hollywood and the movie industry and all kinds of other things. But yeah, I didn't get to look at the body of that article, but we'll use that headline as a segue into some of new things that I would like to discuss, updated things. One is the reason he's recharged is because apparently seven people came forward with their stories and maybe more evidence, physical evidence, possibly. We'll see about that. But one thing I learned, I saw an interview with a guy that was involved, and I forget what his role in the whole thing was, but he said that pointing the firearm at the camera and pulling the trigger was not in the script. So why the hell did he do that? Two, he said he never even pulled the trigger. He said he pulled the hammer back and let the hammer go. That does not work on that firearm. I'm sorry, but it does not. You have to pull the trigger for that to go off. So, you know, he's got that going against him. He is facing, if found guilty, a maximum of 18 months. I guess this is New Mexico, for involuntary manslaughter. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes. I don't know that 18 months is long enough, personally. But that might be biased because I really don't care for the gentleman all that much. So, and that stems back to a voicemail he left his daughter. I mean, he was nasty. And I'm like, man, this guy's a real prick. So, yeah, I've never really liked the guy since then. Once you establish a feeling for someone like that, it's hard to get rid of it. You know what I mean? But we will move on here. We got a couple more left. Another one from Fox. Oh, this is a kind of disturbing, actually. Pest control company Orkin says this city has worst bed bug problem in America. Oh my gosh. The pest, subtitled, "The Pest Can Spread Quickly from Place to Place." Yeah, I know a guy that lives in a apartment building. Those allow these bed bugs to spread like crazy, like wildfire. And what are you going to do, bomb the whole apartment building? So we are going to count down the top. They gave us the top 10, which is really cool. So we are going to count those down to number one worst city for bed bugs. Starting with 10, Champaign, Illinois. 9, Charlotte, North Carolina. 8, Indianapolis, Indiana. 7, Washington, D.C. 6, Detroit. 5, Los Angeles. 4, Cleveland. 3, Philly. 2, New York. And the worst city in the United States for bed bugs is Chicago. That is right. Chicago is scratching like crazy all the time, apparently. And in addition to bed bugs, Chicago is also the worst city for rodents. And more specifically, I guess their biggest problem is the Norway rat, which comes from Asia. So, yeah, I believe New York City comes in second. I read in the comments, one guy said, I feel bad for the bed bugs. So, yeah, kind of know what he's saying there. All right, that leaves us with one story left, and it's a good one because that's how we roll. They're always good at the end of the episode. But before we do that, I just wanted to remind you to subscribe, click follow, or wherever you're listening or watching the show, click on all the things that support the show. We need your all's help. If you want us to be around, we need that support. Here we go with the Good News Network. Getting on the dance floor will shred pounds in overweight people, improve blood pressure and mental health. That's awesome. And that is true. Obviously, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. But I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs, short paragraphs. It won't take long. Boogieing the night away produces meaningful improvements in one's body mass and waist circumference. Well, we are challenged in that department, I will say that. In people who are overweight or obese, a new study found. Dancing was also seen to improve blood pressure, insulin sensitivity, physical fitness, cognitive disorders, hypertension, cardiovascular ailments, diabetes, and mental health. In other words, all the root causes of the non-communicable diseases that kill most people in the West. The researchers believe that the dance would be a more ideal form of exercise because it is sustainable. It's a sociable, entertaining way of exercising that participants will enjoy rather than a drudgery they have to push themselves through. And that's so true. I'm not a big dancer. I can dance, but I'm just not a big dancer. But that is right. That last paragraph really hits home. And I, instead of going to the gym, played sports throughout my life, you know, individual sports, whether it's surfing, wakeboarding, hockey, all these different sports that give you physical exercise. And they're fun to do. You don't even realize that you're exercising compared to a gym. I tried lifting weights. It was terrible. It was terrible. I'm like, I can't do this. This is hell. So now I'm doing a little bit more exercises in my home. But yeah, get out there and dance your ass off. Get healthy at the same time. I think it makes sense. All right, folks, I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. It's a shorty today, but that's all right. Be sure to check out our Tuesday episode coming up this Tuesday. Do not miss that. Stay informed. And email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the show. You got any questions? And until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.